We're now somewhere in deepest, darkest Mosel Valley. It really is darkest, as it's pitch black outside.
It's probably a really nice view, but we couldn't tell you.
Absolutely. So we are sitting on the right side of the train now for the view, and we presume that the Mosel is down there somewhere and that it's glorious, I'm sure. But can't see anything out there. But anyway, we're sitting on the slow train, which stops at 30 stations, I counted, between Trier and Koblenz. And it seems to be stopping about every 2 minutes at the moment.
But if it's got to fit in 30 stations, that would make sense.
I suppose so. You could almost walk it more quickly, couldn't you? We were toying with getting off at Kotchum and having a wander, but we would only have about half an hour there, and it may be best just to stay on the train. Anyway, what did we think of Trier?
It was interesting. I like the Roman stuff. Shame we didn't get down to the bridge because of the nasty rain.
But we did have a nice... We did have a nice dinner there, didn't we?
We did.
Which was also very German.
How many glasses of Glühwein?
I've only had 2 glasses of Glühwein.
And a beer.
And a beer.
And
Weiss beer.
Nice boot cups of Glühwein.
Indeed, yes, which I've kept.
We saw very big Roman stuff and the cathedral, and the Christmas market was what I expected a Christmas market to be.
It was it was a lot busier in the evening, which was good, I think. I liked the atmosphere. Simon wasn't quite so keen on the jostling, but I think it's all part of really going to a Christmas market and having that atmosphere there. And then what did we really spend the majority of our time doing?
Walking.
Wandering around a department store was what I was thinking.
Wasn't the majority of time. We did go and look in a German department store, and Robert brought himself some gloves.
I did, mainly because my fingers have been too cold here, because I only brought half glove things, so I succumbed and bought gloves.
And we looked at the cookware and found
a big sort of casserole type pot,
really,
wasn't it?
A sale price of 400 and something euros, reduced from 900 and something euros. So quite what this pot did, I don't know.
It seemed
multiplied your food.
It seemed very pot-like, didn't
spoiled
it?
Spoiled itself. It was very expensive.
It was, and I was trying to scan the barcode to find out if it was any cheaper on Amazon, and then got accosted by a member of staff asking what I was doing.
What we were doing, yeah. It's just quite embarrassing.
It was a little bit, yeah. Explained that I wanted to record the name so I could come back and buy it or something, you know.
I'm just amused to notice, Robert, that your cane is called Revolution.
Advantage. It is.
And we've just been to Trier, which was the birthplace of Karl Marx.
Oh, so it's very topical.
His philosophies inspired more revolutions than most.
Indeed. Well, more than either of our philosophy revolution things. Anyway. So we've got about another hour on this train.
And the internet signal is a bit weak.
And my battery is down to 20% and will be gone by the end, so never mind. And then we're going to go to the Thai place?
We may well go to the Thai place, I suppose.
We come all the way to Germany and we go to a Thai place.
Sounds very sensible.
Ridiculous, isn't it? How we read a Thai menu in German, I have no idea.
I'll probably have it in English.
Maybe. Right.
We just go for the mixed starters, because they're always nice.
We just look for an expensive-looking platter and choose that. Excellent. Well, audio brewers, we will meet again some sunny place someday when there are bluebirds over the whatever. No, I have really only had 2 glasses of Glühwein. Good night.